Antoine Miller is carrying a bedroll on his shoulder. He's 27 years old and says he's been homeless since losing his job as a nursing assistant a year ago.
I couldn't afford housing anymore, so I stay out on the streets now. I sleep under the bridge.
Miller is searching for shelter and work. He says he's been applying for positions in the healthcare industry and hopes something breaks soon. Craig Glenn believes his degree in broadcasting and experience as a radio announcer will eventually land him a job. He says he came to Milwaukee from Georgia in August and lived with his girlfriend for a few weeks, but they broke up. Lately, he's been staying at the guest house and emergency shelter.
Actually, this is my first experience with homelessness. And 54 years old, it's not really a thing of about being homeless. It's about people helping people, because it can happen to anybody.
While Glenn scours the booths for housing options, he signs up for the free minutes a phone service vendor is offering. He says he takes comfort knowing he's not alone. The nonprofit group Continuum of Care sponsored Thursday's event. The group estimates that on any given day, more than 1,500 people in the Milwaukee area are homeless. Volunteer Juliana Nalen says she's seen disturbing trends.
We've got a lot of veterans on the street. I mean, the government is supposed to be taking care of our veterans. They served our country, but you're finding half of these homeless people on the street are veterans.
Nalen describes Milwaukee's homeless situation as worse than it was a few years ago. She attends MATC and says it's not unusual to walk past abandoned buildings near campus and see people huddling inside. Not everyone at today's service fair is homeless. It's also for people at risk of becoming homeless. Catherine Peterson says she survived a recent bout with ovarian cancer. The 61-year-old has come with a friend to get whatever help she can.
Legal aid, health, practically anything and everything.
Dental.
Clothing bank.
Clothing.
Haircut.
We're going to go with a health screening here and get some paperwork for Social Security.
Among groups that extended services Thursday, the Milwaukee Health Department, the Salvation Army, and Hunger Task Force. During my visit, the room was never empty. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.